we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Penny Foolish. So the postman said to me, "I don't know what your sister sees in that daft Alfiol." I said, "I'll tell you what she sees in him. He's handsome and strong, and he loves dumb animals, especially our Susan."
"Yes, well, can I go in the house? Now it's drafty in this coal shed."
I said, "He's good and kind. He'd do anything for anybody, Alfie would. Hold this shovel full of coal, would you, Alfie?"
"Yeah, yeah, oh, all right. Yeah, now can we go in?"
So the postman said, "Look, Jimmy, I'll lend you a shilling." I said, "No, that's dear, kind Alfie's job. He'd never forgive me if I borrowed off somebody else."
"Now, look, you've had your weekly shilling off me last Saturday, another one and sixpence on Monday night. You're getting no more."
"Ah, here you are.
So you can find another mug. Try your granddad."
"I beg your pardon, Alfie."
"I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair."
"I thought you were bringing in some coal, Jimmy. The fire's nearly out."
I've got the coal, Mr. Sinclair."
"Well, would you mind bringing it into the house instead of standing here gassing while we're freezing in the living room?"
"I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair, but he started it all when I called to see me dumb animal. Me girlfriend, I mean, Susan. He shouted to me to come into the coal shed, and like a fool, I came in. A lot of flannel to borrow money off me. Yeah, it was all a pack of lies."
"Ignore him, Alfie. Come and sit by the fire. What there is of it."
"Oh, time, Mrs. Clitheroe. Oh, it is cold today. They reckon it's going to snow, but it'll soon burn up now you've put some on. Coal, I mean, not snow." "Me dad said we were in for it when he tapped the barometer and it fell off the nail. Would anybody like a cough toffee?"
"Who said the art of good conversation was dead?"
"You shut up. And don't you dare try to borrow any more money off Alfie."
"He'd better not try and borrow off anybody. I'm sick and tired of being pestered for money."
"Well, try a fresh pub."
"What was that?"
I said I'd let you have a sober if I had any money. Oh, honest, I'm always skint. Do you think January is too early to start collecting for Guy Fawkes?"
"You can stop being funny. You've been warned. No one is lending you any more money."
"All right, Scraggy Neck, I'll sell something. I'll go to that old junk shop in Fraser Street."
"What are you going to sell?"
"I don't know, but there must be something useless around the house that we could do without. Oh, of course. Get your coat on, Susan." "You're going for a tattoo." Here we are. Charlie Wheeler, the old junk dealer. I buy anything. Best prices paid. Spot cash, no fuss. Right, here we go. Why, it's dark in here. Shop? Anybody in? It's as dark as Aladdin's cave in the pantomime.
"I'll be with you in a minute. Don't go away."
"It is Aladdin's cave. That's Abenaza." "Now, where's that envelope with Miss Stamps in? Oh, here we are.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I was just dusting the cat."
"Oh, well, I wanted... Did you say you were dusting the moggy?"
Yes, she's stuffed. And if I don't dust her regularly, the moths get at her. I don't suppose you'd like to give her a good home, young man?"
"Well, it wouldn't cost much to feed her. What am I talking about? Listen, Mr. Moggy Flogger. How much will you give me for these foreign stamps?"
"Oh, well, not much, son. Unless you come across a rare one, there's not much of a living to be made out of foreign stamps. Or, as the joke has it, philately will get you nowhere."
"Oh, yes, very funny. I like that."
"Do you really?"
"No, but I need the money." "Go on, there's 50 stamps there. Make me an offer."
"Well, I can't see them very well in this light."
"Good. I mean, they're very good. All genuine ones. Penny blacks and Rhode Island reds."
"They're hens, aren't they?"
"Don't be daft. Who ever heard of a hen called a penny black?"
"Oh, perhaps you're right. So I'll just turn the light on now and let me see. How much do you expect to get for this lot?"
"A pound?"
"A pound?"
"Well, five bob then."
"Hang on, I've seen these stamps before. Now,
half a crown and you're getting a bargain."
"Wait a minute. I think I remember now.
You, Bob, and I'll clean your windows for nothing.
I've got it. Aye, me grandson Clive. He got these for nothing with a boy's magazine.
A shilling, that's all I'm asking.
Yeah, they're worthless, these things. I'll tell you what, son. You go away, fold each stamp up, tear it into halves, and then quarters, and then eighths. Bring them back, and I'll buy them off you for tuppence for confetti.
Oh, heck. Well, I've got something in my pocket you might like to buy.
Why, what other rare treasures have you to delight my eyes?
Oh, where is it? Oh, yes, it's mixed up with all my money. Oh, threat and save me of it. Here it is. A genuine antique, full of history and romance. It's been all over the world. Only one previous owner.
What is it?
Me granddad's good conduct medal. He won it in the First War.
Clear off. Just take these pennies of yours. Hello. What have we here?
That's a penny.
I know. I'll give you 5 bob for it.
5 bob for a penny?
Oh, well, it's an 1950 penny. They didn't make many that year. That's why it's worth 5 shillings.
Get away.
Why? And a 1951 is worth 25 bob.
Oh, let me see. Oh, what a pity I haven't got one. Fancy that. I must look out for a 1951 penny.
You want to look out for a 1933 penny.
Why, how much is that worth?
£1,000.
£1,000? For a penny? That's nearly as good as the football pools.
Oh, they say that's the value because only 6 were supposed to be made and they've all been found. But who knows?
£1,000 just for finding a penny with 1933 stamped on it.
Oh, and from what I've seen of you, if there's one floating about in this town, you'll find it.
Well, I'm going to try. It's a terrible thought, though. Some dear old lady could have one and not know what it's worth. And she'd spend a penny worth £1,000 just to get weighed.
Look, son, are you feeling all right?
Never felt better, Grandad. I'm telling you, I'll run all your errands for nothing.
And you say that includes my shopping?
That's right, Mum.
And you'll fetch my perm lotion for me?
Oh, with pleasure, Susan, dear. Now, let me see. I've to bring me back my granddad's pension. That's £4. My Mum's change will be about 18 bob. Then the Susan's change, 3 bob at least. That's 18, 21, that's 101 shillings. Times 12, that's, 12 times 100 is,
Jimmy, what is all this?
Nothing, Mum.
Now, don't forget to give him my note when you get to the post office, so you can collect my pension.
The post office, of course. Them stamp machines must be full of pennies.
What is going on?
Oh, nothing. Well, I'll go and get the bus. The bus? The conductor's cash bag. He'll have tons of them. Every time it rains pennies from heaven. 1956... 1923, 1895. Oh, come on, let's have a winner. 1961. Hey up, this is it. Oh, no. 1932. Just 1 year out. Hey, if I scratch the 2 with a pin,
you bet, Jimmy.
You have all the rotten luck. Not one. Not even a rotten 5 bob one.
Oh, there you are. Is this my perming lotion here?
Open it and look for yourself, scraggy neck.
All right, keep calm. I'll have my change before I forget.
Here it is, 3 bob, coming over.
Oh, what's all this? These are all pennies.
Brilliant! That 12 years you spent at school wasn't wasted.
Look, Mother and Grandad have just popped next door to see Mrs. Butterworth, and when they get back, I'll tell them.
Oh, you're back, Jimmy.
Yes, Mum, your flour's in the kitchen. Here's your change.
What on earth is all that?
18 piles of pennies, a shilling a pile.
Oh, Jim's back then.
Yeah.
Did you get my pension, son?
Yes, here it is, Grandad.
What's in that bag?
Your pension, £4. Or if you're good at sums, 960 pennies.
What?
Now, before you all say anything, I can explain. I'm trying to find valuable pennies to make me fortune. Our fortunes. so I asked for me change in pennies, because there might be a 1933 amongst them, or perhaps just a 1951. I'm not greedy.
All right, Jimmy.
Do you know...
Get rid of them.
I've looked at so many pennies, Britannia's driving me crazy. What, ma'am?
Pennies to the bank and change them. 5 1-pound notes and a shilling piece. Go on.
Gives change in this amusement arcade?
No, no, there's my pal Albert down the end.
Oh, good. Can I have 12 pennies for this shilling, please?
Yeah, certainly, son. Here you are. Having a go on the machines, are you?
I, thought I'd just give myself a game of emptying the baby's bottles.
Oh, yeah. You'll find that one right here by the pin table.
Right, mister. Let me see. 1899, 1954, 1905... Oh, heck, not a sausage. Oh, better look next time. Excuse me, mister.
Yes, honey?
Can you give me a shilling for these 12 pennies?
Yes, here you are.
Thanks, mister.
You're welcome.
Right, here we go again, Jim. Excuse me, mister.
Oh, it's you again, sonny.
Yes, can I have another 12 pennies, please, for this shilling?
You got through the others a bit sharpish, didn't you?
Oh, I'm like that when I get going. Money's no object. Sometimes I have 4 separate games of football going all at the same time.
Well, there you are then. Off again already. You're keen.
Yeah, keen to win £1,000. Now let me see what I've got in this lot. 1922, 1912.
Yeah, well... You're certainly on a winning streak today, my lad. This is the 10th lot of coppers I've changed into a shilling for you. Here, where are you getting them all from?
I can tell you that. He's getting them from me.
Eh?
Oh, heck, another 10 minutes and I'd have emptied his bag.
I'll be watching this, lad, Albert. As fast as I've changed his shilling into copper, you've changed them back into shillings.
Yeah, what's the idea, Sam?
Well,
You wouldn't be checking the date to see if they're valuable, would you?
Me? What an idea.
Because you'd be wasting your time. It's the first thing me and Albert do every morning.
Properly before you put your pyjamas on and then come down for your hot milk.
All right, Mum. I know. The times I have to wash, it's a wonder I don't go soggy.
Never mind the jokes. Just do as you're told. Why do boys hate water, I wonder?
1924, 35, 43, 1964.
Oh, Father, don't tell me you've caught the collecting bug.
Well, I was just looking at the pennies I had in my pocket. I'm getting as bad as my grandson.
Oh, no, nobody's as bad as him. I think he's been through every penny in the town by now. Did Susan tell you what they said at the bank?
Jimmy changing pennies into pounds and back to pennies.
Oh, hello, Susan. We were just talking about Jimmy's carry-on at the bank. What the cashier told you.
Well, that's nothing to what Alfie told me.
Oh? Is Alfie in the hall?
No, he's gone home to have an early night. He needs it after being out with that delinquent brother of mine.
What's he been up to now?
Oh, this penny business. Alfie bought an evening paper when they were out, and he put the money in a little tin box. Beside the newspapers. The newspaper seller was away for a minute.
Well, what happened?
My brother thought one of Alfie's pennies was a 1950, or whatever it is. So he tipped out all the pennies over the papers and started going through them all. The newspaper seller came up and smacked him for trying to steal his money. Alfie pushed the man, and they were just starting to fight when a policeman came along and stopped them.
Trust the police to interfere with a man's pleasure.
It's not funny, Father. You know, this has got to stop. Jimmy's going too far with this business.
Oh, don't you worry. It's going to stop. By a lucky coincidence, I've come across something that should cure that limp of this penny nonsense.
Well, what do you mean?
I've got a little plan that I fixed with Alfie. You see, Alfie found a penny in his change tonight, and...
Alfie found a penny? What date? 50 or 51?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I'm almost certain it was one of the dates you were looking for.
Oh, does he know what it's worth?
He said it's worth nothing.
I told him he was wrong, but he insisted it was worthless.
Where is he?
He's gone home. He should be there by now. I've been talking to Mary Carter for a quarter of an hour since he left me.
Well, I'll just pop round and see him before he goes to bed.
You'll do nothing of the kind. You're ready for your own bed.
It won't take me a minute to change and I'll nip round on my bike.
You're not going out at this time of night.
Anyway, it's snowing outside.
Well, you don't expect it to snow inside, do you? All right, I'll phone him.
You know Alfie's number, don't you?
Of course I do. I dial N for nut. Is the snow coming down now, Sue?
Well, it could hardly be snowing up, could it?
Why not? It snows up in Scotland.
Hello, who's that?
Alfie Hall.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. I'm Alfie Hall as well. Yes, it's me. Who's that?
This is the Missing Persons Bureau. I have a message for you.
What is it?
Get lost.
Hey, now, it's Jimmy Troublemaker, is it?
Yeah, that's right, your best friend. Listen, Alfie, we've been playing a guessing game here, and I want you to help us.
How do you mean?
Well, have you any pennies in your pocket?
Oh, I see. Yes, I have.
Well, take them out and read out the dates.
What for?
It's a game. We all had bets on what dates will come up. Go on.
Right, yeah. I've got six pennies. 1925, 30, 1918. Oh, hey, that was when the First War started.
Never mind the history lesson. Get on with it.
Yeah. 1933,
1933? Did you say 1933?
Yeah, 1933. Why do you think it's worth something?
Is it worth... Well, tuppence, maybe.
Oh, and 1962. At all, Susan, none of them's worth anything.
No, you're right, but I'm buying sets now, and they're a good set, so I'll buy them off you, the six.
Why? They're not worth anything.
It's... Well, one of the lads would like them, so I'll get them for him. Just you bring the six pennies here tomorrow morning, I'll give you a nice shiny shilling for yourself.
All right, but I think you're daft.
I know, but this lad would like him. And you know how soft-hearted I am.
No, I didn't. Anyway, I'll bring them.
Good lad, Alfie. See you in the morning. Ta-ra! Not worth anything. 1933, only 1,000 smackers. £1,000. I'll buy my own rocket ship, a cowboy horse, a ton and a half of whipped cream walnuts, and a teacher to do me homework. I'll get the others something as well. A diamond ring for my mum, a kukri boot for Susan, and a central heated kilt for me granddad. Better don't sleep tonight. Oh, I should have got that penny off Alfie. Pajamas, you know. Anything could happen to it before tomorrow morning. Oh, he's liable to put it out for the milkman. Oh, I hope their gas meter doesn't take pennies.
Jim, I didn't know my man was sending me trousers to the cleaners with a penny in the pocket.
If I don't get it, I'll send your head to the cleaners to have your brain starched.
It'll be all right. Just go to the Chinese laundry.
Very sorry. Honorable son, you make a mistake. He a Chinese twit.
He's no good being sorry. Where's Alfie's trousers?
Miss Elabelle Offspring gave trousers to Colonel Bogey.
Well, where can I find him?
He go on expedition to North Pole.
What? Well, I'll have to go after him.
Oh, when you come back, could you bring me a nice lolly?
Why don't you go and see a doctor?
Why?
Tell him you're out of your little Chinese mind. It's cold up here. Now, where's the blooming pole? Here's an Eskimo. I'll ask him. Hey, Mr. Eskimo, is this the North Pole?
No, sir, this here is the South Pole.
But when our hero reached the North Pole, he found the penny had been taken by Signor Caparati to Rome.
Ah, that's right.
Well, can I have the penny you got at the North Pole, please?
Oh, not on your anelli. It's a my good luck piece, huh? Hey, you, stand back from at the fountain. One, a two.
Hey!
And a three.
What are you doing?
Three coins in the fountain.
Hey up, you organ grinder.
Again, our hero was too late. The penny had gone to Australia.
Oh, come on, Cobber. Let's get this test match started.
I'm afraid we can't, old boy, because we can't toss up. Some dashed boy has stolen the penny.
I've got it. They'll never find me in here. Hiding in this kangaroo's pouch. They'll think I'm an advert for BBC Two.
Jimmy, will you sit down and finish your breakfast?
I have finished. I'll eat this toast on my way around to Alfred.
Stop talking with your mouth full and sit down and eat your meal.
I only want toast.
Oh, but there's bacon and egg. I've cooked it.
That's why I only want toast.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the bacon and egg. I enjoyed it.
Well, you'd enjoy... it's not served the right way.
Oh, and how should it be served, my lord? On a silver dish?
When you cook it, it should be served in a trough.
One more word from you, my lad, and you'll feel the weight of my hand.
Don't bother, Grandad. My turn will come, maybe sooner than he thinks.
Jimmy, just get it into your head that you are not going round to Alfie's, disturbing his mother and father. So whether you eat or not makes no difference.
Oh, all right. Pass the bacon and egg then, Susan.
Isn't that a word you've forgotten?
Oh, yes. Pass the bacon and egg and the stomach powder.
Oh, it's all right, Mother. He can't upset me today.
That's him. He's here with me fortune. Good luck, I mean. I'll let him in.
You haven't finished your... Oh, what's the use?
£1,000. Oh, steady, Jim. We don't want him to get suspicious till I've bought it. Play cool, boy.
Hello, Jim. Blah, the snow's thick outside. My toes are numb.
Have you got them, the six of them?
There's 10, 5 on each foot. No. the pennies, you mean. You're anxious, aren't you?
Anxious? Pennies? I don't know what you mean. Come in.
Oh, I mean the pennies you asked me to bring.
Oh, those pennies. I'd forgotten all about them.
Oh, well, if you'll move, I'll go into the room and say hello.
Here's your shilling. Hand them over.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, there you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1925, 1830, 1857, 1860. Where's the other one? Where is it?
Well, that's silly. I took them out to count them, and I started flipping one and catching it, and then I didn't.
Didn't what?
Catch it. It flew off and landed in the snow.
You dozy, Luke, you great steaming... That was the 1933 one.
Oh, yes, that's right. Hey, fancy you remembering. I only said it once.
Where? Do you remember where it was?
In our house.
It fell in the snow in your house? Has the roof blown off?
Oh, that's where I told you what the day it was in our house. I was. You're talking, not flipping it. That was on your path.
You dropped it on our path. Are you sure?
Certain, I think. But, I mean, I was on the path when I flipped.
You flipped when you were born. Well, which way did the penny go when you spun it up?
It went up, and then it came down somewhere. It must be on your path of the garden.
Why didn't you look for it? Dig it up?
What, for a penny? Anyway, if you're annoyed, I'll give you tuppence change. That'll be 10 pence you paid for 5.
Oh, no, they're all mine. I've paid you. And when I dig up that 1933 one, that's mine. Out of me way.
Hello, where are you dashing?
I'm going to clear the snow from the path.
You what? How much for?
A penny. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Alfie. Jimmy, you're working cheap, aren't you?
Oh, belt up. Where's the spade, Grandad? In the shed?
Aye, get both of them and I'll give you a hand.
Oh, no, you won't. I mean it. It's too hard for you. You lumbago. I'll do it myself. I'm young and strong.
And greedy. Well, I'll be at work. The fish took the worm.
Yes, it did. What worm? Oh, me, I'm the worm, yeah. The fish was too big for his boots, and he's caught his head in his own trap and burnt his fingers.
Alfie, what on earth are you talking about? Oh, Susan, Jimmy's been out there for over an hour. You'll have to bring him in. He must be frozen.
No, all right. But he's not cold. You can see the perspiration on his face from here.
Well, he's finished the path anyway. Hey, look, he's going to start on next door's front.
You've had the coin on you all the time.
Yeah, in my trouser turn up. Yeah, that was Susan's plan.
Oh, you're a cruel pair.
Where is he? So you've had the blooming thing all the time. I've been digging.
Yeah, I found it in my turn up. It can't have fallen in the snow. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what all the fuss is about. I've told you it's not worth anything.
You said it was 1933. Give it to you.
It is 1933, there.
Yes, it is. 1933. Alfie, you clot. This is worth £1,000. Do you hear that? £1,000.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's true, and you're getting nothing out of it. Now, look. 1933. See, look.
I can't see. 1933. It's written under the arch.
Yeah, exactly. Pop?
Yeah. It's a 1933 Irish penny.
Oh, no. It's worth nothing.
That's what I told you.
Ever been had, brother?
I've been framed, twisted. Cleared all that snow for nothing. Been taken for a ride by Daft Alfio. I'm going round to see my pal Ozzy.
Oh, you'll get no sympathy from Ozzy.
I don't want sympathy. The way I feel, I want somebody to hit. And you're all too big.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Brian Truman and John Graham as all the other voices. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Well, that's me finished with pennies. I wore myself out for nothing. Well, for an Irish penny. Still, I got me own back on Alfie. I wrapped it in silver paper, rubbed it on me leg for half an hour, and the next day he changed it for me for 1/2 and 2/6.